I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Breaking Bad.
In reverse.
Breaking backwards?
But I don't really like to go out by myself. Yesterday there were a couple big ones and I actually got pulled under, and it was so, the tide was so high and so flooded that like when I got pulled under the second time, I had to do that thing where like I got pulled so deep I had to swim up like this with my eyes open to like conserve
Jesus Christ.
And it was a little scary. But I mean, like, I was in control of the whole situation, but I was like, I'm done for today.
That's very scary. Holy shit. Oh boy.
Woo! But I also I caught some great waves, so I mean it was worth it.
That's fucking killer.
Yeah, I know, it was sick.
Did you do this while you're on your board?
Not on the board, but like in the ocean and at people and to and from the beach, sure. When people, they say, lots of people, like, I guess they're just like so tickled pink to see like a female surfer walking to the beach that they'll be like, hell yeah! And I'll be like, ah, yeah, you know.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hey, hi, everyone. I, Meg, we're back. We're doing it! It's Breaking Backwards!
This is our second one inside a week because, why did
scheduling we have to record? Scheduling conflicts!
Some shit went on last weekend and you were busy and we couldn't do it on the weekend. And now we're doing it a couple
of
weeks.
Because I was in the coding boot camp where I shit on camera.
Oh, yes,
we talked about it last week.
Yes, you did shit on camera. Yes, you did.
I spoke to one of the teachers who orchestrated it over the phone to ask more questions, and she did not bring it up, so I'm assuming it just never, no one ever saw, so that's good.
Or you're going to be in, like, some office Christmas party compilation video or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. It's out there. The footage, it exists. It exists in the world. Me shitting on camera.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to own it. I'm trying to lean in. I'm trying to, because if I ever want to run for office someday and it comes out, I'm like, yeah, I talked about it a lot. Yeah, I shit, you guys, and I watch YouTube while I shit.
That's fine. I do that too. I watch music videos sometimes when I go potty. Or I brush my teeth, I'll listen to songs because then I know I've brushed them for long enough, you know?
Oh, Jesus. For a second, I thought you said, like, you brush your teeth while you go potty. And I'm like, I guess that's efficient, but still kind of gross for no reason.
I'm sure it's happened, but not when I'm pooping, only when going pee-pee.
Yeah, I have brushed my teeth while I stand up and go pee. My brother, who we haven't talked about in a while, pees sitting down now. And he's like, he says it's all the rage.
I don't know that he wants you to share that. Maybe I don't know him as well as you do, though, so I should take that back. Maybe he does.
I'll text him and I'll be like, hey, is this okay? We talk about you peeing sitting down. And he'll be like, no, cut it out. And then I'll cut it out. But
I'm going to try to convince some man to do that.
I mean, I do it when I'm pooping.
Yeah, no, that checks out. Mm-hmm. I have a very clear memory of sitting in the back of the car when I was like 5 or 6 and with my parents in the front seat. And I was like, Mommy? And she went, yeah. And I went, when Daddy's going poop, does he stand up if he has to pee in the middle of going poop? And my mom was like, that's something to ask your father. And my dad was like, I'm not going to answer that.
Well, he should have.
Yeah.
Because the answer would be no.
Yeah.
No, we don't. and that's okay. We just watched an episode called Greenlight.
You know, I thought, without ever even checking what the next episode's going to be called, since, you know, we had like half measure and full measure and stuff like that, I thought this one was going to be called No Moss instead of Moss.
But yeah, unfortunately not.
It seemed like it would be called No Moss because he's like, no moss, no more cooking, you know?
I was thinking about holding it to myself. The season premiere is called No Moss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fun. I was like, should I let her know or should it come up organically? I'll let you know. Yeah. So good job.
Oh, I did a good.
You did a good.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. It was very fun. The season premiere is called No Moss. And then 5 episodes later, Moss.
I also have a theory, but it's not really pertinent right now. But do you remember when we did Fly and I was like just 100% certain Walt had something to do with, is their name Jessica or
Jane?
Jane's death. I was half falling asleep last night and I feel even more self-assured of that theory, but we don't have to get into it now, but I can if you want.
Whatever you want to do. Oh, that's it? Just that you're more self-assured in it?
Well, just that it seems like in the, how did my half asleep brain track this? It just seems like in the story arc of this show, unless Walter is immediately responsible for Jane's death, it doesn't make sense to any other part of the plot, because it's, we know for a fact that like Hank didn't do it, and we know Skyler didn't do it.
But
and
do we?
I mean, I'm pretty sure
do
Skyler.
Do we know they didn't do it?
Yeah, well, Skyler, we know for sure didn't do it. Hank, I'm pretty sure he would have been like, and then I killed that lady. Like, they all kind of wear their deaths on their sleeve. Like, even
Walt Jr.'s been pretty quiet.
That's true. The baby has, maybe she shot out of Skyler's vagina and just knocked this lady in the temple and she died.
Yeah, it happens.
I'd have to imagine that there was some way that Walt's death benefited from Jane's death, and that's why he's like been quiet about it, because it's, I just feel like they wouldn't have sent some of Gus's goons on this lady, and she probably just didn't die by like slipping in the shower. Like, it has to be, you know what I mean?
She just slips in the shower.
And Jesse's like, oh no, I loved her so.
That's like something that would happen in Fargo. That's funny. Well, I mean, we'll find out. I don't know. Maybe she's not even real.
Oh, that's true. She could just be a meth illusion or something.
Meth and ghosts Jesse's... are a real thing. They're a real side effect of the drug.
Is it really? I know that meth, like, people, like, scratch their face because they feel like there's bugs under their skin and stuff.
Yeah, that's my one gripe with this show is Jesse, who does meth, is, he should have worse teeth than he has. His teeth are way too good.
And I think it's just because
Yeah, and it's to keep their lead hot, I guess. And, yeah, I don't know, but it's, takes me out of it a little bit. I think he should have fucked up teeth.
Okay.
Walt's teeth are fucked up just from being old, I think.
Yeah, I was like wondering about that recently. It's like, are we destined to have fucked up teeth, like you and
probably.
I?
Yeah.
Man.
I keep forgetting to floss.
I got a water floss, and I think you should think about that because it makes it
so
much
easier. The hell is a water floss? What?
It's great. It's a water pick, and it's just like, I got it for $25. I was like, this Christmas, I'm going to give myself the gift of this and of good gums, and it's just like, it just shoots out a stream of water and it like cleans your gums and in between your teeth, and it does the same thing as floss, but it's not as tedious, you know.
Does this cost like $3,000 or
$25, maybe $35,
$100?
No, regular, just dollar.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, wow. Well, I bet they're on back order. I bet I can never get one.
No, there's a bunch on Amazon.
Get out of town. Well, if you want to get a discount on your water floss, just put in the code BREAKINGBACKWARDS at waterfloss.com. No, but I will get one of those. That's fun.
Yeah.
And they really work? Like, the dentist won't be like, that's a fucking hoax. Don't do it. They just they scammed you out of $25.
I don't think so, because I initially found out about it because of my mom, who said the dentist recommended it to her. So I imagine...
Oh, interesting.
I haven't been to the dentist in very long, so I can't say what my dentist, who doesn't exist, will say, but I will go to a dentist very soon. I wanted to get my mouth in good shape. I'm a very good brusher, not great at flossing, so I wanted to use the water.
Well, if we confirm this dentist doesn't work, isn't in the pocket of big water floss, then yeah, I would get one. but yeah, green light, red light.
Green light.
Do you remember that? Yeah. That fucking game. That was a fun game. You played it in the schoolyard. You got to stop when they say red light.
At the beginning of COVID, when the schools were less knew what the fuck was going on, they'd just be like, time for recess, go play. And so I'd take the kids out and we'd play red light, green light.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Because I didn't know what to do. It was very competitive.
This is kind of a meandering episode too, but I really liked it. I don't know. I like had forgotten. This just, I don't know. It's one of those early season episodes of a show, and you kind of blends together, but I had a really good time watching it. It was fun stuff.
I thought the number of aggro dudes in this and just like general yelling was more than I care for. But let's get into it. Let's do it.
Let's get into it. For sure. It's, we open at a gas station.
We do.
And it's like, it's not like off the side of the highway where there's like 12 gas stations. It's just the one. I don't know if that's important.
Yeah, it's just that gas station. It's kind of nondescript, not unlike the gas station from like the fifth season. So I was like, is it the same one? But I guess it probably isn't.
Oh, where he's on his way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good gas station.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a desert gas station. The big old thingus rolls up the bounder, and it's clear Jesse already knows going into this he has no money, because he looks in his backpack and he's like, there's no goddamn money in there. Mm-hmm. And then Jesse
he says out loud, I shall exchange drugs for gas.
Here I go again. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's, yeah, sorry. That line was awkward.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then he does that. He finagles this woman behind the counter. She's like, hey, can you write a personal check? Can you, you know, use the ATM? Can you do literally anything? And he's like, no, what if we make a trade? And at first mm-hmm. he was so like sly about it. I was like, he's going to try to eat her out. But instead he mm-hmm. gives her methamphetamine. And yeah. she's like, I don't know. And then a cop comes in and she agrees to the exchange.
Would that have been more illegal to trade sexual favors for gas?
They're both into it. I don't really see why that's a problem.
True.
True. Like, that's well, just two consenting adults.
But he's only doing it for a good or service.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it seems yeah. like the New Mexico is pretty fucking prude, so yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't but, know. We'll have to dig into the bylaws there.
Yeah.
But
weigh in on the comments section below. Is it more illegal to trade sexual favors or methamphetamines for a good or service? Let us know. No.
Let us know, especially our listeners in New Mexico. There are none of you yet, but someday. And then she does it, and she's like, oh, she kind of, there's a line I really liked in this scene when, because we've all heard that person trying to be cool when Jesse brings up methamphetamine, and she's like, I mean, I smoke pot all the time at parties. Maybe this is like a relic of this time when pot was still seen as like very much a drug. Or at least yeah. it was when I was in high school, where it'd be like worth bragging about. Because now it's just like, I don't know, I smoke weed. Like, okay. Like, you yeah. can tell your doctor that.
Yeah. I remember when I started smoking weed, how afraid I was. But even back then, back in early 2010s, it was still not that big of a fucking deal. And you could get your Second City level 6 instructor to deal it to you. It was great.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Name names.
If I name no, names, that's bad.
Yeah. yeah, then they play the Breaking Bad theme song because he gets his gas.
And he drives away.
Yeah. And then we see, I didn't realize how long it's been since we've seen Mike.
It's been a really long time. Yeah. And Mike, so he's first, Saul is in the office with somebody who has a neck brace on, and he's that guy's like, I can't breathe. This isn't very comfortable. And I couldn't tell if, so apparently there's been some plane crash in the very recent, like, they talk a lot about a plane crash in this episode. Mm-hmm. It feels like Walt must have been responsible for a fucking plane crash that, like, a totally separate incident that's not related to Walt cooking meth caused a plane crash, and it's this important to the plot.
I don't know. Yeah. Just real quick, this guy in the office, his name is Parker Sisti. This is his only credit. Okay, back to you, Meg.
Okay. Yeah. It's the only credit?
It's his only credit.
Does the mom have any lines in Spanish?
Or she doesn't have any lines, so.
Oh, okay.
We don't talk about her.
Okay, that's fair. That's true. So he's got some neck brace, and Saul's like, if you have any more emotional damage or physical damage or anything, you let me know. I'm doing the class action lawsuit on this. And then Mike comes in and he's like, ah, we got a problem. Or mm-hmm. whatever, and they listen to the audio tape, and it's just Walt and Skyler screaming at each other about, one, she's fucking Ted, and he's like, I don't care, fuck them all, I don't give a shit. And then she's like, well, I'm gonna fuck Ted, and I'm just gonna ride that stick for a while, and why don't you leave if you don't like it? And he's like, I stopped cooking meth, and I guess, you know, he's not going anywhere, he's not leaving the house.
Yeah. I wonder, with this recording, I wonder if they filmed that just like at the end of them filming another scene at the house, and so they could act it out, but they just didn't need the camera or the lights, or if they just, like, I don't know, Anna Gunn and Bryan Cranston sat in a car and, like, you guys pump out that audio recorder scene.
This never happens on camera.
And it never happens on camera.
Yeah. I think they just have an ADR session where they have an argument or something. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, I mean, that
but
must
do they, be. I don't know. Do they have to rent a booth? Why don't they just, they're like, hey, we're here. We have all the stuff here. You're both here. Just get an argument.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like they wouldn't leave that to just the recorder. They would probably record that and then put a filter on it and make it sound gurgly like a personal recording device. But, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they both just had mics and argued, you know.
Maybe. I don't know. These things, I wish they'd make more clear in the credits. And just, you know, just explain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just tell us. Tell us how you do it. This isn't a magic show. You don't need to keep a secret. Oh, go on. Sorry. Well, yeah. And then I immediately, first time we see Walt is him storming Beneke's office, which is very fun. This scene's fun.
Well, because at the end of the argument, he goes like, Mom, maybe I will do something about it. And then they're like, oh, this is bad. This is a bad news bears. And he storms into Beneke's office and he's clearly agitated and nobody wants to hang out with this dude. And who would? Because if this guy just showed up and he's like, I'm here and I'm going to see this guy and I've got all the time in the world. And then Walt notices Ted peeking through his blinds and he's like, oh, I see you in there, motherfucker. Come out here. I just want to have a talk. And then Walt, when he can't get into Ted's office and Ted won't, you know, actually talk to him, he's like, you should open the door. And since you didn't, I'm going to throw this planter through the window. And like everyone in the office starts peering around. And even Skyler shows up to be like, can you get a fucking grip? And he's like, I can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's pretty much the long and short of it, I guess. He tries to throw it through. It doesn't work.
My favorite line read is when he, because there's a little bit of a build up to him throwing the big plant and it just kind of like bounces off the glass and shatters on the floor. And that's right when security guys grab him and he just goes, oh no. Like, didn't work. Ah, boy. Okay. Oops. And it's just, I don't know. I think Bryan Cranston's really, really good in this episode by playing a freaky weirdo.
He is, like, very good at playing agitated. I guess I just hate seeing men like that, just yelly and beating their chest at stuff, you know? You and I had a discussion on the comments about, like, why Skyler would still be getting dicked by Ted after this. Like, why Ted wouldn't be like, that was too much. But you think if you liked the girl and that guy, like, came at you, you would be like, oh, I want her even more now.
Kind of. Yeah. If I saw this guy and I'd be like, this guy's a jackass. And I'd be like, oh, I can make him more mad by having sex? Yeah. Yes, please. oh, hello, two birds. Meet one stone. Yeah. That would be, of course.
You wouldn't be like, oh, this guy is going to fucking try to kill me if I keep fucking his wife. I should back off.
Maybe a more reasonable person would, but I guess I'm not, apparently.
Fair.
Yeah.
Neither am I, though. It's not like I'm lording it over you. I'm just not that reasonable of a person.
True. yeah, and then he gets kicked out. And he's going to go to the back door, but then Mike kidnaps him.
Yeah, he tries to leave, and yeah, Mike shoves him in his Oldsmobile and takes him back to Saul's, right?
Yeah, back to Saul's. We get another a lot of Saul this episode. We used to really take the time to be like, oh, he's so hot. We love Bob Odenkirk. We kind of don't, but that's okay. I think we've grown.
I met Gale, and my definition of what a man is changed, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, we did that for Gale for a while. He's so sexy.
Yeah, now he's gone.
Unfortunately.
It really is unfortunate.
He's gone. I don't know. I can't square that circle. What happens here? Basically, Saul just tries to convince him, like, hey, we should cook again. And it sucks that your wife fucked that guy. And Walt's like, how'd you know? And then, did you fuck my house?
Yes, and then they start wrestling around, and this is probably the horniest part of the episode for me.
Oh, yeah.
There is a horny scene later where, Saul says something shitty to Walt about, like, all right, so maybe your wife went and dicked a guy with her vagina and got it all sloppy and gross and stinky. and not so many words. And Walt just pounces on him, and they're just old man rolling around on the ground. And Mike is like, ah, stop it, you dinguses. And then
he grabs Walt by the pants.
Yeah, that was an interesting way. I was like, you're going to throw your back out. I didn't realize he was so strong. Walt's a big guy, you know?
Yeah. What did Saul say? He's like, hey, man, my second wife effed my stepdad or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very fun. It was very, very fun. I don't know. Saul's fun. His suits are colorful.
His suits are colorful.
I'm a little scatterbrained today.
No, it's okay. I think the next scene they're at Walt's house, and Mike is actually removing all of the bugs from the property, right?
He is, and we get some classic Mike sass.
Yeah, that old man sass ass is just perfect. Where, you know, Walt is really being a taskmaster about it, and he's like, make sure you get all of them. He's like, okay, well, for one, these things are $800 a piece, and also you're not that fucking interesting, so don't worry, I'll make sure I get all of them. And then once the task is complete, Mike is like, okay, well, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea to have somebody watching over you. You ever think about it like that? And that's about it. That's the end of the conversation. And, oh, there's a chalk sickle, I guess, or
a scythe, yeah.
Scythe, okay.
Yeah, and that wasn't left by the neighborhood kids just drawing shit. But I guess we'll find out more about that later. Yeah, my favorite line in this scene is just, I love when he's drilling into it, the house, and he's like, oh, wow, right into the stucco. And Mike's just like, a little bit of putty and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Very fun. Mike seems like a Ron Swanson type, knows how to fix a house.
Yeah, Mike seems like he knows how to do all baseline manly things. Fix a house, mm-hmm. bug a thing, beat up a guy. Just like a lot. He's got a lot going for him. You know?
He seems like if he got an erector set, he could really create some cool shit.
Yeah, like a gun thing. Remember those? Oh, yeah. I remember.
I guess Walt does literally do that with an... Is that an erector set he uses, or was that a garage door thing?
I certainly don't know.
I don't remember either. I forget what he uses.
I think, like, the spirit is the same, though, you know?
Yeah. True. Yeah. Oh, but then we get to see something we've heard mentioned so many times in the show. Walt is a high school teacher for a little bit.
This is the last teaching he ever does, and that's fine. And he just kind of stares aimlessly doing nothing while his whole class is just like, what the fuck? Have you ever had a teacher have a little bit of a breakdown in the middle of class before or no?
Yep.
Was it like this? A handful
of times. Where they were just like despondent?
Despondent or like any type of scene that they made that was like inappropriate for the situation.
Yeah, I've heard stories about one teacher while I was there, and I've heard... Yeah, and I've just seen teachers where you're like, oh, clearly you're having a day.
Yeah.
And better not rock this boat right now.
Were you a shitty kid in high school, or would you just, like, pay attention and, like, give up?
I wasn't shitty. Teachers liked me just fine. I wasn't, like, anyone's favorite by any means.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like, a dick to them.
Okay. But I was just curious. I had a teacher in middle school who, like her fucking... She was just known for, like, losing her mind and locking herself in her office.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
So that just kind of reminded me of this, where it's, like, clearly the tension when she would get spastic, where she, like, just couldn't handle herself was palpable. And it seemed like this class was a little like, what the fuck is going on? So I wonder if he has, because they, like, in the next scene, the principal, I guess, is like, hey, you're known for... You've lately been taking a lot of sick days, and when you are here, the behavior is weird. So I wonder if he's just, like, flighty the next few times we see him. He's, like, a squirrely weirdo.
Yeah, I don't know. The principal who's, like, babe.
Yeah.
Is that important? Is that kind of? I don't know. Because he does
call out every man that I want to have sex with, so it's okay if you mention
call out
that she's a
babe. I think she's the prettiest girl on the show? Okay.
Yeah.
She's very pretty. She's very, very pretty. Her name's Carmen. We'll see her a few more times.
Yes.
But she's the principal or the vice principal. I'm not sure.
Maybe she's just a dean. I don't know.
You know what? We're going to get confirmation right now. She is an assistant principal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she looks much younger than Walt, and she's his boss. I wonder if that was a on-purpose casting choice to make him, like, feel emasculated or something. I don't know. The psychology of this man is wild.
There is definitely... I think that's a thing, because, like, I always wondered how teachers who had been there a long time dealt with, like, the younger principals or whatever.
God, there was a, like, 1 year period of my life where I thought, I was like, you know what, maybe I'd be a good teacher. And now I can't imagine a job I want to do less than be a teacher.
I can't imagine a job I'm less suited for than, like, dealing with 30 people at a time that are younger than me and just want nothing more than me to shut up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can barely babysit. So, like, fuck, like, having to be proactive and do more shit? Like, no. Good Lord.
Also, like, they get paid like shit and treated like shit, and their hours are terrible. So, in general, I think we're in agreement that it's better if we're not teachers.
Yeah, I think so. But hey, teachers, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for being good at it, because I've learned in my time at home with my children that I'm a terrible teacher and can't teach for shit.
Yeah, God, it'd be... And just, like, I can't imagine... I don't know, like... Parents are all different and weird. And so, like, you might have just, like, weird Trumpy kids because their parents are Trumpy.
Yeah. And
you'll have to, like, just kind of keep your mouth shut.
That actually happened in class this year, right on the election day. This was kind of funny. The woman handled it. The teacher handled it well. But somebody in one of my kids' classes, one of the kids goes, who would you vote for? Who did you vote for? If I could vote, I'd vote for Donald Trump. And she's like, we're not talking about that today. And she just shut it down immediately.
Yeah, pre-Trump, that was like a thing. People like, I remember in school, like, we asked her, like, are you voting for George W. Bush or John Kerry? And then be like, oh, well, some teachers are voting for George W. Bush and some teachers are voting for John Kerry. Yeah. It didn't say so much about, like, you as a person.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's different. Donald Trump's a monster.
Yeah.
And George Bush is, too, but, you know, seems nice.
It didn't seem like he actively wanted to dismantle democracy, at least, to me.
Yeah, he seemed like he bumbled into it a little bit.
Yeah, it seemed like he fell ass backwards and didn't expect. And it also seemed like... I don't know. Doesn't matter.
He accidentally stepped into a lot of war crimes.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, that happens.
How fun is it that we've just lived through the historical presidency where somebody was impeached twice in a year?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy how it, like, escalated to the point, like, it literally had, like, an action-packed ending. I may be speaking way too prematurely. We're recording this on January 16th.
Yeah, we've got four
everyone's
days.
A little tense right now.
I'm
in the capital
tense.
Of the country.
Yeah. I wonder, we should check in a lot with each other on Wednesday, because I wonder if we're about to see some crazy shit. I heard they, like, boarded up Madison, Wisconsin, which is, like, Madison, that area is very liberal, but, like, Wisconsin's can be pretty Republican in...
Yeah, there's supposed to be something at each state capital.
I heard that, but, like, I wasn't sure, since they can't communicate with each other on Valor anymore, Parler or whatever it was called.
I don't know. And also, now that that's, like, known, like, maybe they'll all kind of peter out. Because it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember, I mean, you remember Charlottesville, right?
Yeah.
The next year, they tried to do the same thing, but because, like, the first year was such a shit show, it was, like, a really sad, like, 8 guys going, like... The United round 2, and, like, no one cared.
Yeah. I've been saying, kind of like, you know how notorious those armed insurrectionists are for only ever attempting something one time and then giving up completely. You know, they put all their energy into the first thing and then it peters out. Like, I don't think it'd be outside the realm of possibility, obviously, for a small vocal group to, you know, even if it's just 100 people in each state to really make themselves known, you know?
Yeah. And all, and a lot of these state capitals have open carry around it. So, like, there's people with guns when they stormed the Capitol, but, like, they had to hide them.
Jesus God. And,
yeah. Sorry, guys. Just what's going on in the world. This will seem very funny if you stumble across this at some other time.
We hope.
Or it'll seem like, oh, that was right before it all went bad. We're all a little uptight, guys.
Can't help it right now.
Oh, God. So then Walt goes outside. Yeah, there's that scene. Scene I like a lot. at.
Oh, the scene where, okay, yeah, he tries also to come on to the vice principal.
Oh, fuck, we skipped that.
Yeah, because he tries to give her a smooch and, like, play with her hair, and she's like, fucking stop, and leaves. What is wrong with you, Walt? Like, why didn't she hit him there? I would have hit him there, I think. I would have kicked him in the...
She's different.
I don't know. Do you think it would have been appropriate to, like, try to physically get him away from you at that point?
Or like, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not, like, a full-on punch in the face, but, like, a shove or, like, a... Jesus! Like, I don't know.
Probably would have yelled... No, I know me. I wouldn't have done any of that. I would have been like, and I probably would have froze and gotten scared, you know?
Yeah, he's being a real, like... I don't know. He's doing this thing that I've never seen anyone do before. Like, just be like, nah, we don't need to call Skylar, I guess. Like, just a ton of vocal fry.
Yeah.
And it's, it's weird. And she's just, also, why are they talking on a couch?
Yeah, that was the other thing where it's like, this is clearly a kind of serious conversation. Why would they have it on the couch? The reason why I'm laughing is just thinking about him, like, does he think he's being sexy there? Like, does that character, like, I'm really laying it on. I'm really busting out the charm here. No woman can resist me. I just like to do vocal fry. And...
Yeah, I'm assuming it's like Skylar fucked her boss. So he's like, well, I'm going to fuck my boss and get back at Skylar.
Sure. But no, I get the motivation. I just can't imagine.
Poorly laid out plan. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see how he thinks it's working, you know?
Yeah. And also, yeah, it's weird. And she's so pretty. Okay. yeah, and then he goes outside, and this is fun because we've kind of seen Walter and Jesse fight for a while, and they fight until they become partners again.
Yeah.
Because Jesse has leverage on Hank that Walt's trying to minimize. But this, we kind of see that whole... Oh, sorry. Jesus. Okay.
Not you're going to yawn. It's going to make me yawn.
We see all that start here, just kind of out of nowhere. Walt's, like, talking to Jesse like his son for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's very
and,
fun.
He's like, he even calls him son, because, yeah, Jesse's like, did you just get fired? No? Well, listen, I want to cook meth, and I used our formula, and mine looks good. And he's like, no, it looks bad. This looks like bad meth. You're doing a bad thing. This is mine. It's classic Coke, and I own it. It's proprietary.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, before that, I love it. He's like, it's the only thing I'm good at. He's like, come on, you're good at a lot of stuff. Hey, buddy. And I love when Jesse's like, did you just get fired? And he's like, nah, just, you know, taking a sabbatical. Indefinite. Bryan Cranston's great in this episode. This should have been his Emmy episode, I think. I think he's wonderful in this. More than Fly. Yeah. Because in Fly, he's like acting. He's like, he's on stage. He's in a black box.
Yeah.
Like, but in this, he's like just being a weirdo, existing in life, and I love it.
I definitely have had high stress times in my life. I never go this off the wall with my approach to things. Like, I'll be like a nervous wreck who's like, can't like do daily tasks, but I certainly am not making the choices this guy is making, like trying to get in fucking fights and then trying to come on to people and at work being a weirdo. I don't know.
You can't bring it into work, you guys.
You gotta leave keep it at the home. Door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that paycheck.
Yeah.
Or at least I do. I don't know. Or else I'm fucked.
Yeah. All right. So
I just burped. I'm sorry. Fuck. I just ate a bunch of like bacon and eggs.
I had spam and eggs for breakfast.
I've been doing this thing, which sounds gross, but it's really good. Because we don't have this was born out of conflict, not conflict, out of desperation. We don't have a toaster right now. So if I need to toast bread, I just do it on the stove in a pan.
Yeah.
And I made bacon one time, and then I toasted the bread in the bacon grease.
Yeah.
And buttered it, and it was, or peanut buttered it, and it was so good.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's
I love it so much.
I do that all the time. I don't peanut butter.
Oh, you do?
It, but no, yeah, I'll make like I'll make bacon in the oven, and then I'll bring the sheet of bacon out of the oven, and I'll dip the bread in. I made grilled cheeses with that one time, and it was insane. It was fucking crazy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. But I wouldn't do it often, and it definitely, like, stays with you. It's not, you don't feel like a hummingbird after that meal.
I've been doing it too much lately. Need to switch to turkey bacon.
I like a turkey sausage. I like a sausage.
Oh, turkey sausage is wonderful. I make turkey sausage scrambles all the time.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're great.
That's a treat. I like myself some spam so much. I can't help it.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that. I think I've had spam one time.
You know what? If you ever come back and the world's normal, the place to get introduced to spam is at a tiki bar because they do it really well there.
I'm excited. I had a mixed relationship with LA, but I'm excited to visit LA and just see all my friends again when all this is over.
Yeah, have no expectations being there. That would be good. Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Okay. You've been to many a tiki bar on account of me. I don't think you'd go to nearly as many tiki bars if it weren't for your friendship with me.
I think I only went one other time without you.
Yeah. To a tiki bar I introduced you to.
To a tiki bar, yeah. That is true. Yeah, the whole thing, Jesse's trying to get Walt to introduce him to Gus, and Walt's like, absolutely not. He doesn't work with junkies.
And you are a junkie, and he's like, hey, that's not fair. I did a good job. No, you didn't. And it escalates very quickly into fine, fuck you. No, fuck you. And Jesse drives off with Walt's stuff still on the roof of his car, and that's the end of that piece.
Yeah.
I feel like we missed the scene where Hank is getting dropped off at the airport, and she's like...
Yeah, it looks like we did.
Okay. Should we cover it now?
Sure. Yeah. Marie's dropping... This is the only time we see Marie this episode, and she's dropping Hank off at the airport because he's going back to El Paso, and she's not a huge fan of it. And Hank's like, no, dude, you got to do this if you want to get to D.C. This is how you do it. And then he gets a call in the airport that they found some blue meth, and he doesn't get on his flight.
No, he goes to investigate the blue meth origins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so this kind of sets up all that El Paso talk we saw next episode.
Yes, because everybody's like, hey, you got to go to El Paso. And he's like, I got to figure out this blue meth stuff. But, you know, you get the sense that something happened in El Paso that almost killed him in the conversation with Skylar. I'm sorry. It's not Skylar. It's Marie. Because he's like, I could get killed crossing the street. That's just how it is. I got to go do this outpost.
They go to this well. I think I've talked about this. They go to this. If my one criticism of the show is they kind of go to this well of Hank's higher ups realize Hank's a good agent, but Hank's trying to investigate his own case. And they're like, no, you got to do the work we want you to do.
Yeah.
And Hank's like, no, let me find this. And Hank always finds a big breakthrough that is really good. And then they're like, we should have listened to Hank the whole time.
He's such a good agent. I definitely have noticed that as well, where they just seem to be trying to push him in one direction and he resolutely refuses. And then it becomes, for the detriment of everyone that they try to push him one way. But then it ends up kicking him in the ass that he has to, finish this Heisenberg case himself because it gets him killed.
Well, oh, eventually. I thought you meant, yeah.
Not true. At this episode, just in general.
Yeah. It does get it. It does get him killed. Shot a second time.
Yeah.
But this time in the face. Where there ain't no physical therapy getting you out of that one.
Yeah, yeah. My ex watched that episode with me where Hank gets killed. And every time he, gets killed, he'll go, Godspeed, Hank.
Wait, when we were recording this podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So back in February, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah, Godspeed.
Godspeed, Hank.
It was a sad death. Probably be sadder now that with all this seasons of buildup. At the time, you didn't really know him too well.
Yeah, because that was the fourth episode in, right?
Third, I think.
Well, because Ozymandias is the third. Oh, does he get killed in the beginning, Ozymandias?
Yeah, he gets killed the very beginning. Yeah, the fourth one ends with the shootout starting.
Okay, my bad.
I remember that episode ending when I was watching it new and I was like, that's it. Oh no, we have to wait a week.
This is not related, but did you start watching WandaVision at all?
No. All right. I've seen all the Marvels. There's too much now. There's so much. I don't know. Endgame was fun. And I was like, that's a good place to end it for me.
Oh, that makes sense. I like the Spider-Man movie they brought out, but I guess there hasn't really been anything else to see. WandaVision is I like.
Is it good?
I like it, but I also love multicam sitcoms from every era. So like it starts.
Oh, I heard they're dicking with that. Sounds fun.
Yeah, but they just released 2 episodes, and they're doing the weekly release on Disney Plus. And I was like, okay, like this would have been my whole yesterday and today had you just released all of it. How dare you?
I'm a fan of that. I don't like when they dump them all at once.
Oh, well, we're just not on the same page there.
No, I remember at like some Disney like event when they were canceling all the Netflix Marvel shows, which were technically canon, but now they're kind of not.
Yeah.
And they were like, I was like, all right, I kind of like Marvel movies. Endgame was really fun. I like this. And then they're like, here's what we're announcing. And they announced a few movies. And I'm like, cool. It's a lot of movies to keep up with, and then like in 3 shows, and they're each 13 episodes. And I'm like, oh, that's so much to keep track of, guys. Ah, no, okay, we might be getting off here.
Yeah,
but they're gonna make Blade again with Mahershala Ali, and I like him a lot. I like Blade a lot, so I don't know.
Okay,
that's it. That's it. I'm definitely there with Star Wars. I'm done.
Yeah, sorry. No, I can't keep up with they had an episode I could not watch because they put a warning in front of it, like, don't watch this one if you don't like strobes. And I said, okay, of The Mandalorian. And then I was like, well, actually, I'm very okay not knowing anything about this storyline. I don't care at all.
Yeah, I stopped that pretty early. And now they have like 2 spinoffs. There's 2 Mandalorian spinoffs already.
What? Really?
There's a Boba Fett one and then one about the Lady Bounty Hunter.
I don't care about them.
I don't care for it. Yeah. Too much.
I think you might like WandaVision in terms of, like, it's not Star Wars.
I would like, yeah, that's true. I would like, Star Wars is fun. I like that they have laser swords.
Yeah, no, that's like their whole gimmick is the laser swords.
Yeah, I know. But in The Mandalorian, there's none.
I think there might be a laser sword in the second season.
They get one? Okay. Those are cool.
I think that it's very possible that Luke Skywalker shows up at the end. Spoilers. I haven't seen it, but it seems like that's a general consensus online, is that we've got some more Jedi.
I like the noise they make, the hum. I find it relaxing.
Oh, yeah. I know for a fact there's some lightsabers.
Well, maybe I should watch that. I don't know. I think I was done with Star Wars when I saw Solo, and I was just like, no, we're done. We don't need this anymore.
Oh, and then you saw the last one with me.
I saw that wasn't the last movie I saw in a theater, was it?
No, Knives Out, wasn't it?
It was Knives Out. That was a good last one. Well, technically, I did see Tenet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, take it back.
Knives Out was the last one I saw pre-pandemic. Tenet was like its own thing. It's weird.
The last movie I saw pre-pandemic in theaters was Onward.
Was that good?
Yeah. It was fine. Yeah. It was okay. It was very okay. And then I also saw the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which was actually better than you think it would be. So that's, there you go.
I'll never see it, but that sounds good.
Sonic fillets James Marsden.
Does he? Wow, yeah. Maybe I will see it.
Yeah, no.
Does he actually? Is this a bit?
It's a bit.
Okay. I would have seen it.
You would have been mad.
Yeah, I'd have been really mad if I was like, oh, okay. I'd have gotten to the... I'd be like, well, maybe it's after the credits.
As soon as Hank is about to get on the plane, you want to know what happens? He gets a phone call, and they find a guy
We did all this.
Did we? I'm sorry.
We did all this.
But also, he goes to the interrogation room, and it's just a guy beating his head, going, ooh, I think the name started with an M. Was it Mel or Mark? And
just for completion's sakes, this guy's name is Mark Hansen, and he's in a whole lot of stuff, including Man of the House, that Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone remembers that movie. It was a classic. Sure. You don't think about Tommy Lee Jones without thinking of Man of the House, where he's a disgruntled security guard protecting a group of cheerleaders.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Do you think, I had a theory immediately, this was probably not groundbreaking, but do you think they chose to have it an M name because in his meth mind he got W and an M flipped?
W?
Like Waltz, did he get it from Waltz? Because he's talking about he might have had a mustache and he had khakis or tan pants on.
No, because he got it from Matt.
Did he really get it from Matt?
Yeah, he got it because it came from that lady at the gas station.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe Walt dealt it to him in the past. Nah. Okay, my bad. My bad.
Nah, sorry. Sorry, yo.
Okay, well, we'll just put that to bed right now because it's got no business being up. It's late.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah. Well, hey, night-night.
So that guy is like, okay, I did a good job. And then when he leaves, Gomez and Hank get in a fucking fight. And this is where I was like, this is getting too much. Even Gomez, a man who never raises his voice, is getting pissy with Hank. And Hank's getting pissy back. And they're brothers, man. They're brothers.
Dude, they'll go to hell together. Oh, they did die together.
They did. They went to hell together.
They went to hell together. There's only one. It's only hell.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's where they go.
Yeah.
Season 5, episode.
Season 6, episode 1. They're just in hell.
Yeah, they're in hell. Yeah.
And then Walt's there, and Hank's like, God, I can never get away from you. You're such a jerk.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Gomez is like, you know, when your friend's like doing drugs, and you're like, hey, what's with you, man? You've changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was basically that.
And Hank gets kind of pissy. That's it.
Yeah, it seems like Hank has got a serious problem with, like, post-traumatic stress that he can't address, and it's, like, making him mad when people are like, do you need help? Do you need to talk to somebody? He's like, fuck you, you need to talk to somebody, you know? I don't know, though, the way that they phrase it, I could see why it'd piss him off a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their concern comes in this way of, like, almost they're, like, exasperated, like, do you need to talk to somebody? And I could see why Hank would be like, I know, you know?
Talk to this. Yeah. I flipped off the camera. I don't know. He's like, I'm getting tired of second guessing. Arrgh. And I think at some point around here, this whole episode's a soup.
Yeah.
Skylar fucks Ted, and we actually kind of see it.
We hear it for sure.
In a reflection. This is like the most like TV sex scene of all of it. Because it sounded very like,
I definitely don't have that type of noise during my sex.
Yeah, we see it in a reflection of a photo of his kids, which is kind of fun, a little dark.
I think it would be better if she was just really into graphic dirty talk, and we got that throughout the whole series, was her just saying dirty things.
I would love it, yeah. And there's some pillow talk where it looks like they had to pad the runtime, where they're like... Hey, what happened with you and Walt? She's like, it's weird.
Yeah, don't worry about it. And he's like, you want to move in with me? I'll fire everyone at work. Because she also has an instance at work where, like, the lady, this lady was weird at the coffee machine where she tries to make, small talk. And the lady just kind of stares at her with her mouth a little bit open. Just like dead eyes. It was weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's just corporate life.
Yeah. Is that how that is?
That's just what it's like. I'll tell you that much. Worked at a little company you might have heard of, Wells Fargo.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that place.
And everyone was like that. It was like the office version. It was, because I wasn't like at a bank. It was at Home Mortgage. I was a temp. That's why I could talk about it.
Oh, okay.
It was a long time ago.
Wasn't it 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't care for it. Didn't know how to dress.
Okay.
I only work in cool offices now where you can wear whatever you want.
That makes sense. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a scene where Mike has like Walt's talk screen and gives it to Gus.
Yeah, he somehow gets his medical records.
Yeah. And Gus says, which is funny because of what we know what happens, he's like, I don't believe fear is a powerful motivator. Oh. And later on, he's threatening people and cutting throats.
Nobody comes out better for working with Walter White. Walter White is a terrible person.
Yeah.
I mean, Gus is bad as it is, but it didn't seem like he was killing that many people before Walt came around, you know?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I don't know. And they call this out a lot. I don't know. Mike says it right before Walt kills him. Jesse says it with his big black eye in the hospital bed. He's like, everything sucks because of you now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I don't know if this Gus thing, what he says here is true to what he believes up at that moment, or if he always was like, I'm capable of threatening to kill a little infant baby. But yeah, we get him making threats in the desert. You know, it's wild.
Do you think Walt is a metaphor for the COVID-19 virus?
I just can't imagine how that would be possible, given that mm-hmm. this was filmed almost 10 years before. But maybe mm-hmm. it's a metaphor for the human virus of all of us and the stain we leave on each other.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
But
yeah.
I think it might be a metaphor for COVID-19.
Or like the pandemic of rage that's slowly simmering underneath the tension of this country.
Possibly. But I think specifically the SARS COVID-19 virus that he might have seen coming.
So, yeah, like the reason why I think this is not accurate, and I'm just going to be very... Yeah.
Let me hear your point. Okay.
Is that it's even named COVID-19, like 2019, like when they discovered it in 2019. Uh-huh. And best case scenario, this was filmed in like 2010, 2011. So it's just
2009, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, a full 10 years beforehand. I just really believe that they would not have named, even had the ability to know that COVID-19 was coming. So there couldn't be an underlying metaphor about specifically COVID-19.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, yeah, at the time I was talking about COVID-19, that's why I thought they might have.
You knew it was coming.
Well, I thought about it and just thinking, you know, COVID-19 sounds bad. And everyone in my frat was like, can you shut up?
Why didn't you do more to prepare you and I?
I don't know. I just thought, like,
we could have made a lot of money on investing.
I'm not like a hazmat suit person. So, like, that's who takes care of us. And so, you know, I don't know. It's weird. But that's why I thought I was watching this at the time. And I was like, oh, I wonder if this is a metaphor for COVID-19.
Well, you know, maybe now with that information, maybe it was. Maybe it was. Yeah, maybe it was.
Okay, well, I guess we'll never know unless Vince comes on this podcast.
Vince, please, in the comments below, Vince Gilligan, specifically you, leave a comment on whether or not this show is about COVID-19.
It might be. There's a scene. And Gus is like, I don't want to work with Jesse. And then Gus is like, yeah, but he's clean. And him and Walter split. And then Gus says, I shall use him to get to my real prize. And they make a deal.
Yeah, very easy for him to see the, like, path to success there by manipulating Jesse. Then what happens next? I forgot.
I think the big scene we haven't seen is Hank going to the gas station himself.
Oh, yes. And Hank kind of wiggle worms the information out of the woman in the gas station attendant. And
she does a good cry. That's a good acting cry.
It also, I thought he responded well to how uncomfortable crying generally makes men. But also, he was being pretty forceful with her and I don't know, like, do DEA agents have, like, free reign to just come into your work and yell at you demand things?
We know pretty well that Hank colors outside the lines from time to time.
That's true.
Not a lot, but, like, he'll do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I do love that she's, like, not worried about getting arrested. She just doesn't want her dad to find out.
Yeah, there's definitely been things like that in my life where I've been like, no, no, please don't tell my daddy.
I don't know. It's a good scene. It's a good scene. And then he's the camera doesn't work, so he can't find... Because he wants to find out who sold her the meth, because she gave it to someone named Matt.
Mm.
And because she said she tried it and it made her sick. And then... she's like, well, who gave it to you? It was Jesse we saw earlier.
Yes.
And he's still not on Jesse's trail. He finds that at the end of the next episode in Combo's room. Mm-hmm. But through an ATM video, he sees an RV. And there we go. That's good. Good job.
Good job, Hank. Hot on the trail.
Yeah. Hot on the trail. And then he shows those to his boss and is like, you gotta be in El Paso, Hank.
And he goes, I don't wanna. And he goes, yes or no right now. And he goes... No, I gotta stay here. And is that the end of the episode, do you believe?
No, it is not. Because there's two more things we need to talk about.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, first, Jesse makes a drug deal. And that doesn't get all his money.
Yes, he exchanges the money with Victor, who gives him a hamburger bag full of cash. But when he looks inside the bag, you want to know what he finds? It's not full of enough cash.
Hamburgers.
No, just $10,000 worth of hamburgers. No, yeah. It's not enough cash. It's only half the cash. And Victor goes, yeah, that's your cut. And then he's like, yo. And then in the next scene.
Wait, real quick. What's he like?
He's like, yo. You know, the way that Jesse does.
Yeah, yeah. Yo. Yeah, he turns into Sylvester Stallone. He yells, yo, Adrian. It comes out of nowhere.
I mean, that's probably my one qualm with this episode is when he does. He just breaks into Sylvester Stallone.
I thought it was weird when he's doing this drug deal and, you know, you're trying to be inconspicuous, but he's wearing American flag boxing shorts and no shirt.
Yeah, so we're both on the same page about what he's like when he says yo, and then
yo.
And
then Victor drives back. He goes, my name's not Adrian.
Bye bye. And then that's the end of that scene. And then we see Walt in a car, and he's driving his car, and he's got sad boy eyes. He's tired. He doesn't know.
There's some stuff going on the radio that I don't know if you're paying attention to. I'm not going to bring attention to it.
No, I think it's something to do with the plane crash where somebody died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound that had something to do with the plane crash, right?
Yeah, I will. Basically, it says the man, Donald Margolis, who was responsible for, like, air traffic controller who's responsible for the big plane crash was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And Walt goes like, ugh, and turns off the radio. That's all you need to know.
So he must have been feeling guilty if he was, like, crying because he was responsible for that guy's death in a way.
I don't know if Walt felt guilty. I just know, like, I don't know. I turn off the radio sometimes.
That's true. I often do.
I'll be like, this podcast is no good.
Listening to our podcast?
No, not this one. Others. There's you other like our worst podcast. You like ours is good. Yeah, yeah. I listen to it every week.
Yeah,
when I put it together.
That's true. I listen to it on the Wednesday. I go for a walk after I drop my kids off, and I go for a walk, and I listen to it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Meg, watch out for that crack in the sidewalk. I'm talking to you in the future.
Oh, thank you. Usually, it's just a pile of dog shit that I have to be most on.
Meg, don't step in that dog shit.
Thank you. That will be actually probably pretty useful. Okay, and so then he's at the stoplight, and I had thought that he was going to do that thing where he contemplates veering into traffic again, but he doesn't. He just sits at the stoplight.
Only so many times you can go back to that well.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
And a car pulls up behind him, and then it pulls around to the side, and it whistles at him, and it's Victor, and he just throws a bunch of cash at him and drives away, and he goes, for your cut, or something. And then Walt's like, ah! And then the light changes and he has to drive, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would have been funny if his window would have been shut and it just goes thunk.
And all the cash blows out on the window or on all over this, like, country road. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last thing we see is a green light.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
It's a metaphor for maybe, like, Walt's given permission to keep going, I think. I don't know.
That's so subtle. Mm-hmm. A lot of metaphors on this show are so subtle. Mm-hmm. And this is included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that time where Hank had caught Gus and, like, it was a big deal and his boss, but he still didn't know that the biggest bad, Walt, was right under his nose, and his boss, who didn't catch Gus, was like, oh man, I can't believe I didn't catch this guy right under my nose the whole time, but the camera was focused on Hank the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was wild.
Anyway, where do you think the ring, or what grade do you give this episode?
This one, because of all the man yelling and the weirdness, yeah. I give it a B+. I know you like it a lot better than a B+, but
I'd say this is a B+, okay. But B+ is pretty good.
Okay, yeah. I think this is I don't think this is high on the ranker list. I think this is in the 40s, 43.
This is 56.
I try. I really do try.
Last week's was 57. So it's just a little bit better than last week's.
Yeah.
Objectively. Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
That was fun.
Good times.
I like this one.
I know.
Like this, our episode.
Oh, you like this episode? Yeah.
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 That was a good one.
Yeah, I think it felt a little more natural than last week's if your qualm was it was too precise.
Yeah, I think I think we really finally found our groove.
Finally. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Please rate, review, and subscribe.
Go and like our memes, because this last week's meme, that
blew up.
Yeah, it was cool.
Don't go near a state capitol next week.
Please stop with the state capitol stuff.
Don't go towards the main capitol unless your last name is Biden, then you kind of have business there.
Yes.
Yeah. This is our last episode in the Trump era.
That's good.
Oh, no. Actually, I take that back. This is our last episode in the Trump era, because this will drop the morning of the Trump, the last day of the Trump era.
Yeah, what time is it official? It's noon?
Noon. So this episode exists a few hours in the Trump era.
So that's interesting. I wonder, because he's leaving early Wednesday morning and, like, getting the fuck out of Dodge. I wonder what that's going to be like for him to try to, like, are we just going to be a country without a president for a couple hours? Not that we've really had a president the last 4 years, but, you know.
I don't know.
We'll find
maybe
out.
Maybe what if he flies to just, like, Cuba, and he's like, you can't get me.
Except we can.
Can we there?
The Cuba relations, that's all figured itself out.
Oh, well, somewhere where they can. I don't know.
No extradition laws or something, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Iceland.
Sudan. Sure we can. Yeah, let's send him to Sudan.
Let's send it to Sudan.
Donald Trump, if you're listening, the best place for you to head right now is probably Sudan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go Sudan yourself, Mr. President.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Until next time.
A mighty fine Heisenberg. To you, fair listeners.
To Sudan with you!